Praise, faith, and perspective. Trying to talk more about these things.
Yeah, what?
Expound.
Well, I know it's all about perspective because when I was working 60 hours a week, I would have something go awry wrong with my plan, and I would be miserable.
Yeah.
And I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks, but I'm happy I don't have to deal with that anymore.
Perspective.
Yeah. And back then, I had shitty stuff happen, and now I could complain up the wall. I can't walk. I have poor coordination, poor speech, and it's all about perspective.
Well, perspective is so important, I feel like, because, like you said, even though things might have, you know, changed dramatically for you since that time that you were working and stuff, it's all about perspective. Because, like you said, oh, my life really isn't that bad here.
Yeah.
Even though you lost those things, it's like, your perspective could be like, oh, dude, I can't talk, I can't walk, you know, or whatever.
But you have to look at the reality of it, and I'm not working.
You know.
I didn't want to work anymore.
And you didn't want to work anymore. You're sick of the things that went awry that happened on the, you know.
I was sick of everything.
Now you don't have to worry about that. So basically, you exchanged a couple burdens for a couple other ones.
Yeah.
You went from those things that burden you to, like, not being able to talk as good as you'd like or walk, you know? It's like... But at the same time, you could look at it as like, oh, now life really sucks. But then you could also look at it as like, ah, actually life's not too bad because I come in here with snacks and beers. You just got 2 new weed pins. It's just...
I just had a great day researching and using my new YouTube music program.
Yeah.
So I laid in my comfortable bed all day and listened to sweet music.
Sweet, sweet music.
And got high.
Yeah, and as opposed to working and having to deal with
what
bullshit on the job or whatever.
That doesn't sound like that bad of a day to me.
Once again, it's just all a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people could think like, oh, man, like, you can't walk or you can't talk.
Needs to concentrate. He needs to do this. He needs to do that.
Yeah.
I don't need to do anything.
Yep.
I need to do stuff based on your perspective.
Yep.
But like we said, it's all about perspective, and mine is not that bad.
Well, I think that people would really see that if they really just tweaked their perspective on life just a tiny bit. Yeah. You actually see, like, hey, you know, my life isn't really all that bad. And then you'd appreciate life more.
Talk to kids who are in the country who are already laborers.
Yeah, for sweatshops and...
And they get up and labor all day.
Yeah, it's... like, once again, the perspective you could have is to look at that and be like, oh, dude, once again, my life's not all that bad. Because really, all we're trying to do through challenging people's perspective is just, like, helping them endure the crises of life.
Yeah. The
beautiful tragedy that it is.
It's happening to everyone.
It's happening to everyone, but the thing is that people are also missing the boat on the salvation factor. They're missing the boat on Jesus, too. Like, the perspective on him.
Do you want to read that thing, Murderer?
No. I think we're good.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say about, in regards to this Jesus thing, is that people are striving, you know, fighting this battle, enduring this battle, and they're not even saved. They're going to hell anyway. So it's just like they're going to struggle and life's a bitch and then you die kind of mentality, and then you go to hell. So it's just like, wouldn't you rather live for Jesus? Wouldn't you rather try to accept salvation?
Get to a good eternity.
Yeah, get that squared away, and then you go through the transformation process. Which is, you know, becoming more closer to God.
Yeah.
And I also think that transformation also goes into the combining of soul and spirit together in harmony as well. Because I think you have to have a sound mind to be able to have a relationship with God and know what he's directing you.
Indeed.
Like, if you don't have that, and I feel like you need your soul and spirit connected to be able to do that. So, like, once again, but that's just all, like, a mind thing. Like, you know, we need a sound mind, really. It's really what a sound mind is all about, I feel like. But it's once again, it's a perspective. It's like, if you incorporate the soul and spirit in harmony, that's going to change your perspective on things. And that's all people really need, I feel like. Just a little tweak of perspective sometimes. Just a little different view. As opposed to just their tunnel vision that everybody has. They only want to see it a certain way or something.
I think they need a bump in the head.
Might need a bump in the head. Some people have that.
Slap in the face, something to jar you.
Yeah?
Awake.
To some, yeah, in some regard or in some light, yeah. It's just people need it or something. Just something that breaks them out of the monotony of life, you know, where they, and that's really what it might need to take. Or they could listen to the podcast, you know, this podcast here, and be inspired to have a different perspective. I don't really know, but I just think that for some reason I feel that it's just a really important component, you know, for people to embrace more, I think, you know, as opposed to just like, I feel like a lot of people, the love of self in our culture and society is limiting people mentally. You know, I feel like
it kind of puts a roof over your consciousness.
Yeah, or it does. And we need to raise the roof. Yeah. That's what we need to do for a new perspective sometimes. Raise the roof. So to speak, you know.
Yeah. But.
So it's like you have the perspective factor, and then we're also talking about praise and faith. Praise is another thing. Because I think that praise is a determining factor of people's, potentially people's, how
their worth.
Yeah, their worth and kind of just their how much they've grown in life, I think, you know. Because it's like praise is important. Like, we need to be able to praise God if we have a relationship with God.
I thank God all day.
That's good. Like, that's a thinking. Thinking and praising are along the same lines, and that's all good. I think we need to do that, but we need to be able to do that in the roughest of times and, like, the best of times.
Yeah.
There can't just be, like, praising God in the best of times and being angry at God, like, in the worst of times, I feel like.
That doesn't get anywhere.
It doesn't. And just that's why, you know, it shows our maturity as a human being. When we're able to praise,
yeah.
You know, I feel like, and that's why we're like, praise, faith, perspective.
Oh, give credit where it's due.
Yeah.
Because you might not be aware how much God helps you.
Yeah, indeed, and that's why we need to constantly be giving praise, like, even in the smallest of things. If something goes good, praise God for it, because that's only going to it's only going to help you proceed further, like advance further, transform more when you're able to see that kind of a perspective. But the people who are constantly like antagonistic towards God or questioning God or angry at God aren't going to get anywhere with God. Or in their own lives, unless they're willing to do dirty deeds, done dirt cheap, you know, to like advance their, you know, their lifestyle, I guess. Their way of life. But we're not doing that kind of stuff because we're promoting a civilized way. The Ten Commandments. It's like people would think like, oh, the Ten Commandments, oh, that's easy. Like, oh, the Ten Commandments, that's easy to do.
Don't murder.
Yeah, I can do that. That's easy, you know. Just like, but when you really get into it, you're like, actually keeping the commandments is a little more challenging than I thought. Just like having a different perspective is a little more challenging than you thought. Praising God in the difficult times, a little more challenging than you thought. And that's what we need to do. We need to be embracers of the challenge of these things, I feel like.
Accept the challenge.
Accept the challenge. Yep. Yeah, it's like, it reminds me of, what was that old show that used to have, what was that? Where they did the crazy stuff. On TV, they did the, what was it? They call it the physical challenge, where people, you know, went through, all these crazy, courses and stuff, and got drenched in all kinds of crap, and what was that show called? I can't remember.
Survivor?
No, it was a long time ago. It was, like, back in the early 90s. Early 90s.
Yeah.
But what's that show called? I think you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
It was like a game show.
Oh.
Where people were, and it had a really good, the guy who's like, who kind of orchestrated the show, the host, he was really good too. He did a good job. What was that? But anyway, it's a physical challenge that we're trying to embrace here in regards to these things, these issues that we're bringing up. Faith, perspective, praise, and faith is another thing that pushes us. Like, all these things push us. To have a different perspective pushes us to, to have perspective, it pushes us. To praise God when it's tough, it pushes us. But faith is another thing, because faith requires us to believe in absurd, realistic things.
Yes, but I also feel like you have to accept your reality, and part of that is being faithful.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like, once again, going back to the commandments. Keeping the commandments, or at least striving to keep them. We're not saved by keeping the commandments perfectly.
Yeah.
We're saved by Jesus Christ. That's why we bear the testimony of Jesus. But yeah. we're striving through the physical challenge.
And what are you if you're not at least trying?
Yeah, you're taking the easy way out. That's what you're doing. You're one of those people that says, I don't give a fuck.
The broad road.
Taking the broad road. Hey, people are fine taking the broad road, though. That's a thing. People don't want to accept a physical challenge.
Straight to hell.
It's a game show. Yeah, it's a one-way ticket to the...
Pam.
Like a burning sulfur.
We get pounded by sin for then to death.
Speaking of Pound Town, I just heard a very grotesque story about The Rock bending over Will Smith.
What?
Yeah, in a trailer on a movie or something. Yeah, like somebody walked in on and talked about it on a podcast about how they walked in on The Rock hammering out Will Smith's booty. Fresh Prince. He is getting fresh with the Fresh Prince.
Will Smith is a homo.
And The Rock, too, yeah. He mentioned Pound Town, so I was just...
These guys must not be Christian at all.
I don't think so, dude. As a matter of fact, I think all Hollywood is a bunch of fags, and it's a one big orgy, and it's the easy way, broad path. Way out.
I'm convinced that if you're not Christian, you don't have a relationship with God, and you don't have that higher power to look to, you're destined to be a homo.
Well, you're destined to be just have no... moral, yeah, it'd probably be a part of it, but no moral, like we were talking about in our last podcast,
no moral compass or anything.
Yeah, there's no morals, and once again, it's the dirty deeds done dirt cheap, you know, that you're willing to do to advance your lifestyle into a more luxurious, lavish kind of way, you know, and that's what these people want, you know, it's like they want to... gain the whole world, but forfeit their soul. Once again, this is, you know, we're going to bring this out because I feel like this is being glamorized in our culture and society, that, like, what Jesus was tempted to do and said, don't do this, like, don't strive to be, you know, somebody, really. I mean, don't strive to be famous.
Yeah.
It's like, because what is it for a man to gain the whole world but forfeit your soul? And it's like, really, our culture and society embraces the idea of selling your soul, like, it just really does. It's, once again, it's just the antithesis of God. It's the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is the antithesis of God being forced upon all men, both small and great, free and bond, take a mark on their forehead and their hand, you know, so they think and act accordingly. You cannot buy or sell without thinking in the beast system within this context of what they are promoting and stuff. You will be blackballed, you will be canceled out if you don't buy, if you're not buying or you're not selling this kind of an idea. You're gonna have a hard time, you know, I feel like, making it in the beast system as somebody. You might be to make it on the fringe, you know, as like a Tom McDonald kind of guy, maybe. I don't know, you know, somebody like that, but there'll be a few people that are exceptions to the rule, but I think ultimately
I don't know about the Tom McDonald's of the legend has tattoos all over his face.
Well, it's just the success that he's been able to accomplish without, really, the beast, you know, Hollywood.
Help.
Yeah, so he's like Pantera in heavy metal. Like, they never, you know... they made
it sold out.
No, they never really sold out either. You know, they were able to achieve success in a Tom McDonald kind of way. You know,
yeah.
So, and that's part of the reason, which was their appeal, why people liked them. It was just like, oh, dude, they're not sellouts.
Yeah.
You know, and they're awesome at the same time. So it's just like, you can't really deny it. And that's the thing. I think that they knew how good they were, and they, you know, said, we don't have to sell out. We're good enough where we don't have to.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, we're not going to go that route. We're going to mock everybody that does, like on the Great Southern Trendkill. The Trendkill is all about people who are selling out to, you know, gain the whole world but forfeit their soul once again.
Fuck yeah.
So it's like, it's awesome, dude.
The Great Southern Trendkill. Fuck yeah.
We're the Great Southern... Well, we're the Great Pacific Northwestern trend kill up here at ANC Podcast.
PN.
PNWANC. Is that right? No. Yeah. Pacific Northwest Anarchist News Corporation. PNWANC. That's what we are.
I guess, but that's not what our website is. So our website is ancnw.com.
Yep. That's sure right.
So remember that.
Please. Knowledge of Self. It's the title.
Of this?
Yes. Uh-huh. And the song.
Somebody invited me. I don't know where the party's at.
Somebody invited you? What? What's that?
Yeah, and I don't know where the party's at, man.
Somebody invited you?
Yeah.
To a party and you don't know where it's at?
Yeah.
And that has what to do with knowledge of self?
That dress is tattooed somewhere on my body. So that in itself is self-knowledge. Tattooed your body. Only we don't get tattoos. I looked up that for that. Can we read this from earlier?
You got something you want me to read?
Yeah.
Do you want me to read this?
Yeah.
As a pastor of 30 years, I always wonder where people get these crazy ideas. Salvation is not dependent on what we do or don't. It's dependent on what Christ did on the cross and our faith alone. Honestly, in just my opinion, I think tattoos are an insult to God. Why? Because to Him, we are perfect as He made us. I'm not fond of people changing their hair color for the same reason. However, that's just me and that's my point. Too many people are preaching their own opinions and not biblical fact. It doesn't matter what I think or any other human, only what God says, and only He can judge a person. My job and every other Christian's job is to love everyone unconditionally.
And I feel like there's a major problem with this whole guy thing. He's a former pastor. Why are you a former pastor?
He got excommunicated. Yeah. Because he didn't want to adhere to the...
Did you want to fuck women?
Oh, he wanted to... who knows what his reasoning was.
Yeah, who knows? Who cares?
It's none of our business, but...
That's not my point.
He got excommunicated for something. Some kind of stance he had, or...
Yeah, something, man. So he goes on about saying, yeah, it doesn't matter what you do or don't do.
Oh, it does.
As we it's horseshit.
It is horseshit, and that's the and that goes back to the commandments once again, like we're talking about.
Coming from the excommunicated pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you get one time for on the internet.
Yep.
People will write all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and that's... Yeah, it really reminds me of what I was, like, watched on South Park today. Where was I talking about how, like, the thing that, like, what was it? It was the more... closer we become, like, through social media and all that kind of stuff, the more alone we become, or something like that. It was like a message that, like, Kyle said on South Park, and it's because, like, we really, like, even though we're all able to be interconnected to everybody on Earth, we're still, like, alone because we really, like, can't connect with these people.
It's all on your screen.
Yeah, it's on, yeah.
Everyone in the world is on your screen and talking to people all over the world.
But yet there's really nothing of worth, like, I feel like, kind of in a way, like, in connecting with all these people, it's like, it is kind of like alone in this, like, cyber world, kind of. It's just like we're alone, like, in all of this because, I don't know, I kind of feel like South Park... had a true statement there to some degree, I think, and like, but you can't trust, like, all this stuff that all these people, like, promoting their perspectives and stuff, or even ours. I mean, it's just, where's another perspective, another opinion out there in the on the ethernet, you know, that people can tune into, and yeah, I don't know, what do you think?
What?
Well, we were talking about this guy's opinion, from what we read, that conduct does not matter. It doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to say. And
because it's all about believing in Jesus.
Maybe that's what he got excommunicated for.
Well, we don't really know what the reasoning was for his excommunication. I'm sure it was something along those lines, though. And, but yeah, it's just, a lot of people itching ears want to hear, it's like, oh, I can just believe in Jesus and then keep living however the heck I want.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you have to be transformed.
That's exactly what that guy's trying to say.
Yeah, that you don't have to be transformed. You can just believe in Jesus without transformation. It's like, that's wrong.
Just say you believe when you're saved.
Believe in your heart that Jesus is the Lord, and that's all you need to do.
Yeah.
You're going to heaven.
As long as it's in your heart,
yep,
you're good.
Yep.
people are just so fucking stupid, ignorant, fucking, I don't know what to call it.
Yeah, I know. And that's why we're trying to clarify that, really. It's like, it's pretty simple. It's just like, we're bearing the testimony of Jesus. We accept Jesus. Like Jesus died, like, so we could be reconnected to the Father through him. And, like, that's really what we're trying to do. Like, we're trying to reconnect, have a relationship with God. And then, like, we are able to, like, strengthen our relationship with God by trying to live a civilized human being existence here on earth through keeping the commandments, which all break down once again further to, like, loving God and loving your neighbor. And if you have no love for God and you have no love for your neighbor, then, like, you're
worthless. That guy was on the right pathway saying you need to be a believer and everything, but he was saying what you do doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, and it does matter, and the reason why it matters is because, like, it says that the chosen people are going to be these who are, like, in my opinion, striving to keep the commandments and bear the testimony of Jesus. But they believe in Jesus, and they are keeping the commandments. And I just don't feel like we can lead people into a more proper path than just, like, breaking it down to this. That this is what it's about. And edify the people through this knowledge. You know, this guy that we read from, like you said, like, he's wrong.
Yeah.
Conduct does matter. Because conduct is a reflection of transformation, a reflection of maturity. You know.
That you've actually got somewhere.
Yeah, and that's how you connect with God more. You connect with God more through your transformational process.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you do. And that's what makes becoming a Christian cool. Like, fun. It's just like, it's a journey.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, it's a journey of transformation. You know, where the Holy Spirit's going to have all these certain things, like...
Yeah, checkpoints.
Yeah, it has all these checkpoints, like, planned out for you that it's just like... Some of the checkpoints are going to be hardcore, like, harsh reality. And some of them are going to be, like... good thing, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's gonna be a fun experience, you know, and just, and there's gonna be experiences too where we're gonna be able to draw closer to God, you know, as well, you know.
Uh-huh.
And but this goes back to knowledge of self. It's like, we need knowledge of self. Like, who we are.
Not love. Oh, so.
Not love.
You don't need that.
We need knowledge, though. Like, yeah. We need knowledge of ourselves, how our body works, and knowledge of God, too,
yeah.
To help understand him more. And that's what we're trying to do, the podcast. We're trying to help people have knowledge of God, trying to promote what is important to edify the people. But do people really want to be edified is the problem. Is the issue. What do you think?
I think they're happy where they are. If they try to be quote-unquote God people...
Yeah.
They feel like they have to uproot their current status
to, yeah,
and live a whole different way, a whole certain kind of way,
yeah,
and really keeping the commandments is not hard, it just has to be not... just have to have that thought in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. You got to be thinking about that and, you know, wanting to do that.
Yeah, and God does. You're not gonna fail if you genuinely are trying.
Right. Good point. And that's what we're trying to encourage people to do. Trying to encourage people into that. It's not about joining a church. It's not about giving us money.
Yeah.
We don't want your money. And we're not a church in a sense, but we are kind of a church because this is a place where you could literally go, I feel like, and like have a church experience, actually. We are Judeo-Christian anarchist. Like, but
bam.
But we are kind of a church in a way, too. We promote that, like techno pastors and anarchist Church of Christ. We're trying to promote that kind of a concept because we're against the beast. And we're trying to encourage people into this path. It's not about being a part of a church. It's about having the right perspective and trying to, you know, just being a part of that transformational process. You know, where you're trying to transform. You're in, like you said, your intentions are to, you know, or you're making an effort, you know, to try and, you know, to transform yourself. You're not just like, oh, I believe in Jesus and I'm never going to change at all. I'm just going to go with the flow however I want to do things. You know, you're not going to open yourself up to the Holy Spirit guiding your life.
Because no one's perfect but Jesus, but God doesn't hold you to the same standard as His Son, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, or the people who are advanced in the transformational process of His Holy Spirit in their lives. There's different, like it says, there's different people on different kinds of levels. Some people have, they're literally babes in the faith. Then you have people who are, you know, they're only able to take in, you know, the milk from the breast, you know, so to speak. Whereas there are some people who are so mature in their faith and their transformational process that they're able to eat, like, meat, you know, solid food, you know what I mean? They're receiving more of a, you know, spiritual food that's maybe deeper and more challenging than the person who just began in the faith. I just accepted this idea into their hearts, this perspective, and is ready to embrace the challenge. So that's really what it is a challenge. Being a Judeo-Christian anarchist is a challenge in our day and age, in our society and culture.
Indeed. Indeed.
Because we're not, once again, we're not trying to promote as anarchists that we are against law and order.
Uh-huh.
Actually, like, I'm against the police, I'm against the military, I'm against the government, because I think that this is all the beast. But I do think that when people put the commandments first and foremost in their life, like you were saying, like, you know, they have, you know, a desire to want to do good, you know, just a genuine desire to want to do good, to want to keep the commandments of God, we're not going to have to worry about law and order.
Right.
It's the people who, like, are blatantly, like, against law and order and against the commandments of God that are the threat. It's not the people who are striving to be transformed and keep the commandments of God and bear the testimony of Jesus. There's no threat there. So we're not going to murder somebody. We're not going to, you know, we're trying to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's the people who don't want to love their neighbor as ourselves and have no intention of doing it that are the threat.
Yes. They feel like those are the people that are all about themselves.
They are. I really believe they are. And that's a byproduct of people that are lovers of self. And they have no God in their life. They have no
purity or holiness,
moral compass. What's that?
They are the highest that they know.
Right. They're their own God, so to speak.
Yeah.
And they make their own rules. And, you know, there's no one's going to tell them what's right or wrong or how to, you know, do anything right.
And people like that get far in life, too.
Some people. If they're presented with the opportunities to...
Some people are, yeah. I feel like...
But there's a lot of people who have that same kind of mentality, and they're just losers, you know, too. I feel like they don't accomplish anything. But there are some people who do, you know, with that kind of mentality. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, they can progress. I agree. Post coverage.
Post coverage going on with Dorothy. Have set this to work from. We're just kind of going off the cusp.
We're just going with the flow. Because that's really what we want to kind of teach people, I feel like, on our podcast. We want to be teachers on the podcast. I want to give people the secrets, you know. We want to help them to get the truths, you know, to make the great escape. To come out of the beast. Overcome the mark of the beast. Are people apt for the challenge, or are they just like, that doesn't apply to me. That's a bunch of... mythology.
Because honestly, most people I feel like believe that Christianity and Jesus and the whole thing is a myth.
Yeah, it's just a kind of a farce. I think they do.
They're so retarded. They're just...
It's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's like, what else is your... What else is better? You know, what else has anything more to offer? You know, it's like nothing. I feel like this is the only hope for mankind. If this isn't true or this isn't right, then everybody's just screwed. There is no hope. There really is no hope, and all this reality is.
But there's. A certain amount of people are gonna try. They're not gonna be perfect, but they're gonna try.
They're gonna make the effort. They're gonna make the attempt. Yeah, we're trying to encourage people into that direction.
Because Lord knows I'm not perfect.
Yeah. You know, it's just, like I said before, you know, it's just a matter of people just... striving to keep the commandments. We're trying to just maintain a certain kind of way of life, a certain kind of code, I guess. And I think that's good. A code that's only gonna make people better. We're just trying to promote and preach a code that is realistic and civilized. We're not trying to preach a code that's promoting harm to other people.
Yeah.
You know, or anything along those lines. So, what more could we be doing? It's just like, I think about, like, what do people want to hear on a podcast?
Like, what is the information that's just gonna really cause them to tune in? It's just like, oh, that's really interesting. Or, I mean, what's the point of listening to a podcast if you don't really have a basis for what you are really interested in hearing about? What do you want to hear about? What do people in general want to hear about on a podcast? I really don't know.
I don't think it matters. I just think you gotta keep it moving.
Well, I definitely know I'm keeping it moving. I'm constantly talking, like, as much as I can.
Yeah, you're definitely picking up my slack.
Well, I'm just trying to, you know, bring kind of the structure and, you know, the backbone to the podcast. You know, and then, but we need your interjection as well.
Yeah.
Your interjection helps, especially when you bring a good point and you're able to see where I'm coming from on an issue or whatever, and you're able to bring that more to light for the listener. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I can deconstruct most of what you say.
Yeah, and I try to make sure that, you know, we can, you know, vibe together with topics and flow with ideas.
Yeah.
I feel like we do that pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's positive, man. It's making a difference, you know. We're making a difference out there, you know, definitely. Making a difference out there, trying to encourage people in the right direction. I kind of feel like I was thinking about us, and I was like, we're kind of like Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen is an evangelical pastor, you know, in Christianity.
Yeah.
He's been pretty successful. He's like connected to Kanye West and stuff like that. And he's like done, I think he's done some stuff with Kanye West, but it's like every one of his messages that you listen to.
Yay.
Cupid Yay, as South Park calls him. yeah, it's like every one of his messages, basically the same thing, kind of. It's like the same message over and over again, I feel like. I mean, it's good. He has good points that he makes, and I kind of feel like that's like what we are. We're really like become more or less like the same message. You know, it's just the same message every time. It's just a reiterating of the ultimate message that we're trying to promote, I guess, more or less.
Well, we're definitely putting forth the effort to get our voices out there.
Yeah, we definitely are. We're definitely doing our due diligence, you might say. Yeah, I think ultimately that's good. Because there's just a lot of people out there that are really, like, using their existence to promote things that are really not, either, like, they don't have really any meaning or relevancy to people's...
Well, the bottom line is, oh, God... Whatever they're trying to promote is not of God.
That's a good point. And see, that's exactly what the enemy wants. Is he wants people that are promoting these kind of concepts. Meaninglessness and also like blatant evil as well. But nothing ever edifying or like helpful to people. You know, to help them transform. Help them to, you know, keep the commandments. Yeah, you know, like you're saying, the Christianity is just kind of a myth to the masses of people, more or less.
Yeah. It don't take it seriously.
Yeah, it's not their truth.
Most people do not.
Yeah, but then that once again goes back to, like, people are... through love of self, have, you know, created their own truth. Like, they're above that truth. That's, like you said, that's a myth truth for idiots. Or, you know, whatever you might call it, or Bible thumpers, or Jesus freaks, or something like that, or... But we're really using this as a legit code that we can, we feel like we can believe in, you know? That, what's that?
What?
Well, by keeping the commandments of God.
Oh, yeah.
And bearing the testimony of Jesus, you know? By bearing the testimony of Jesus, then we become more like him through keeping the commandments. Because what did he say? He said, what the person asked Jesus, like, what is the greatest commandment? What is the commandment that I need to do the most? Jesus, like, tell me, and I'll do it. And he says, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's how you transform and become more like Jesus. So if Jesus says, like, these are the most important commandments, or this is the most important commandment, then wouldn't you think that that would make you more like Jesus?
What?
Seems kind of natural, I guess. Makes sense, anyway, to me. And this, once again, is the essence of the Ten Commandments.
Seems kind of crazy to me that people think there's, like, turmoil and loving God.
Yeah, when really it's just more, yeah, that's a good point. And really, it's more of a journey. People need to, once again, they need to have a different perspective on how they view Christianity and God. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's, a matter of that. But like I was saying, really, it's kind of the same message every day, every podcast. We're kind of trying to promote the same thing over and over again. Because really, what else is there really to talk about? Do people want to talk about the stupid award ceremonies for the self-righteous narcissists of Hollywood? Is that really what people are talking about? Uh-huh. Is that what's like dominating podcasts? Is that what people want to hear? They want to hear about people talking about these people and how they were dressed and yada yada. Or that they want to hear something that's going to challenge them and like give them a hope and give them...
Do you watch YouTube?
No.
There's a show on YouTube I watch called First Date.
Yeah.
It's probably fucking girly to watch, but I watch it because I like to stare at the hostess. She's a hot blonde with fucking ginormous cans. Well, they're properly sized for her figure.
Are they real?
But they're super nice and real, and she wears these little
tops,
spaghetti string tops, and like half of her
tits are hanging out.
Well, yeah, but half of her guests that she has say something about it, because she just, I don't know, she's hot, but she dresses like a just a slut.
Yeah, I think that, I think more or less that's the direction of where the culture and society is headed. Women to start dressing more scandalously, more and more. And the next thing you know, it's just going to be like bra and panties. There's going to be a bra and panties. And then, from that, it's going to just be like just naked.
Yeah.
You know, just like those be nothing, no clothes at all.
Yeah. No need.
No need, yeah. Just like, let's just see what everybody wants to see. Then it'll be sexual after that. Then I don't even want to go.
People just having sex randomly all over the place.
It's like just a... I mean, very well, we really don't know, dude. It's the depravity of how far things could go the wrong direction. Which they're already headed, you know. And that's why we're trying to be a voice of reason. Try bringing this other idea, this other perspective to light to people.
I think that the masses, this kind of stuff will always just blow over. But there'll be a certain amount of people who this will mean something to.
Yeah, and that's ultimately what... That's a good point. That's ultimately what why we do it. Because it doesn't matter the amount of people that are helped by the messages that we, you know, kind of preach, I guess, on our podcast. But it just matters that someone is getting something from it, you know? And I think, like, that's the most important thing. And that's why we need to... keep grinding it out, you know.
Well, twice a week we grind it out.
We're rocking it out, yeah. You know, it's, we're trying to stay stay on that kind of pattern and cycle. It's really a cycle because we want to be like reliable source of truth. I feel like if we have a truth to proclaim or to impart to the people, we need to be a reliable source where people can, you know, hey, maybe they need to hear what we have to say twice a week, you know what I mean? Maybe they need that, and so we need to be a reliable source for them to get that truth.
Well,
get that kind of knowledge, you know, that perspective, you might say.
Well, say a person listens to our podcast twice a week.
Yeah.
With what we have in our library.
True. Oh, yeah, good point.
If they, one person did twice a week, it would take them years to get through our
potentially, work. Yeah. That's a good point. I mean, there is other point podcasts that can be looked at if we weren't, but I also feel like being a reliable is good. It's always a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
When you're trying to promote integrity and moral correctness and what's right and wrong,
yeah,
trying to define what that is.
You have a message.
Yeah, I think you gotta be like, you can't be wishy-washy, like, oh, this is...
Yeah.
Never know when they're gonna podcast or when they're gonna
have content.
Yeah, or just just be reliable. I mean, ultimately, like, it's just to, you know, be able to hear. You know, it's kind of like a TV show on, you know, the TV. It's just like you expect that TV show to be on at that certain time at that, you know, kind of, you know. It's like when people do like a series or something, you know, they release a new episode, it's like, you know, that TV show is going to be on. That's reliable. That's what people are programmed to kind of be like. And so it's like, because TV is kind of orientated towards that way, I feel like we need to be just like that, you know. We need to be reliable like that, so to speak.
Yeah.
Well, not because we want to be like Hollywood or but, you know, you kind of see what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, I just think it's just a positive thing. Like, anything that's going to make our character look more respectable more, you know, just credible. I think we need to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like how we were talking about taking the podcast to the next step, you know, into doing the visual.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people seem to be kind of orientating more towards the visual podcast these days as opposed to listening to them. Like, you brought that out, right?
Oh, it seems that way. It seems to me like a podcast is something good to have on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But people have stepped it up and they want to see the people.
Yeah, it's an evolution of how our culture and society is developing and progressing.
See the people and hear.
Yeah, and that's, I think, once again, going back towards the transparency factor, I think. People want to see who they're listening to. It's just a matter of, like, feeling comfortable, like, with someone, like, revealing themselves. It's like that, I think, that one guy that you're talking about, you showed me this video of this guy, and he's like, I don't want to talk to anybody who's not wearing sunglasses because I can't see your eyes.
Yeah.
Can't be transparent. That's basically what that guy's saying. I need this person to be transparent. You need to take your sunglasses off.
Yeah.
You know? And I understand that.
It's a big deal to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it is. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, and that's... Yeah, once again, that goes back to the transparency thing, and that's why it feels driving people to want to see the podcast being more visible of who is speaking and what they look like and their body language and their mannerisms and their eyes even, you know.
I just like staring at this girl's tits. It's called First Date with Laura Compton.
Compton?
Yeah.
That sounds like a fake name. And she's like...
Fuck, it's so fake.
Laura Compton. That's funny, dude.
It's fucking fake as shit.
Probably as fake as her tits, too. Telling you, she sounds like... Already, she sounds like she's got fake tits.
Apparently, they're real.
Okay, well.
Maybe.
Not as real as her name. Laura Compton. She's from Compton.
It's such a fake name.
You know, because Compton is such a pop culture word, you know, for a, like a place in LA.
When have we ever in history heard of a last name Compton?
It's not very
one
Compton
time.
Is not common.
One no. time.
One time with this bimbo with the big boobs.
And I want to disrespect her.
I think you already did earlier in the podcast, actually.
Did I?
Kind of. You just said that she looks like a slut with her scandalous apparel.
I really, really want to fuck her. That is what's going through my head. But I know that she's just a part of the masses.
Yeah, she's another person who's just taking the mark of the beast, probably. Yeah. You know, she's taking the mark.